I would rather walk in on my boyfriend jerking off while hanging himself than have him have one of those Call of Duty headsets on. I saw you nod your head, sir. How many hours a day?
Six.
Six? How old are you? 40? When Napoleon was your age, he'd conquered half of Europe. So, just something to think about.
Welcome to Something Crunchy, the Valley's number one comedy entertainment podcast. Biscuit is homies with Blake.
Blake is the older brother of Blair.
And Blair is married to Biscuit. Here are your hosts, Cullen Blake with Blair and Tyler Dressel.
Welcome to Something Crunchy. I'm Cullen Blake. With me, as always, Blair and Tyler Dressel. Thank you for joining us by way of 97.3 The Rattler, wherever you get your podcast. We have such a crunchy guest joining us tonight. She's an actor, writer, and stand-up comedian who you've seen in movies like Let's Be Cops, and He's Just Not That Into You. Shows like Another Period and Drunk History. You saw her in the Comedy Central roast of James Franco and Justin Bieber. She's the co-host of the Endless Honeymoon podcast, and she'll be back in the Valley at Tempe Improv on May 10th and 11th. Please welcome Natasha Leggero.
Hey, guys.
Woo! Natty Legs. We are big fans. So excited to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. What does crunchy imply? Is this like Gen Z slang I don't know about?
It totally is. No, this was actually like loose surfer slang from like the 80s and 90s, looking for crunchy vibes.
That's what my husband's into. He loves to surf.
See, so he's all about the crunchy culture that we're trying to put out there. Well, we are looking forward to having you in town Friday, May 10th and Saturday, May 11th at Tempe Improv. Tickets are available at tempeimprov.com. Does Moshe perform with you on the road?
He wants to.
He wishes.
No.
It's your own stage. Actually,
the real problem is that we have a child and someone's got to stay home with her and she's in school and it's hard to take her out of school. And then we're in Tempe and we're both in the green room, and then he's like, well, let's just get someone from Craigslist to watch her, and then we get into a fight. So it's not actually ideal.
Those Craigslist babysitters, they are the most fun. Not the most dependable, but they come with good stories.
Kids will never forget them.
You're in Chicago now, right? Close to home?
I'm in Chicago. I don't consider it my home, but I am performing here tonight and tomorrow.
Gotcha. And does your accent come back at all when you get back to the Midwest?
Hell no. I keep it crunchy, you know?
Yes, Natasha.
Blair and I are from Dallas, and she turns into Daisy Duke if she even flies over Texas.
It's true.
Or has two drinks.
Blair, that accent has a little more allure to it than the Midwest accent, which is just kind of like flattening all the vowels. And so you never really want to do that.
It does have a sexy vibe, but like, I mean, you do have to make it a Chi-Town twist, you know?
Well, I know everyone has been talking about your boobs lately, and we will too. Your flash power is off the charts to stay relevant 3 months after exposure. It's quite impressive. Was this planned? Did you know you were going tits out, or was it a last minute thing?
This was not planned. No, it was. I was at the Improv and I was following Bert, and then I had to follow him on a second show. And after I went up after him the first time, I was like, man, why does this audience seem so dead? And I was like, oh, they just went crazy because Bert took his shirt off. And then I saw the next show I had to go up after him. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to do it and see what happens. Because I looked down at my outfit and that night I just happened to be wearing overalls and no bra. And it just seemed like, and a fur I could put on. I was like, wait, I could just like throw my overalls down and take off my shirt and see what happens. But truly, it was the biggest pop I heard from an audience. Like, I get why he does it
was awesome. And if Tempe Improv doesn't get the same treatment as the LA Improv, you'll disappoint the desert more than the Suns in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So I'm just saying, the bar has been set.
Yeah.
But Bert and I are pals, and it
was fitting for the night and for the LA Improv.
Any repercussions from that? Did you get in trouble?
Well, I certainly wasn't expecting there to be so many cameras. Like as soon as I,
oh, flash.
As soon as I did it, because I was like, okay, I'm just gonna. I just wasn't, you know. I asked the DJ. I said, can you bring me up to the same song you brought Bird up to? Because I thought, oh, he does like a striptease. I'll do it too. And so they played the song, and then I like kind of went for it. But then I looked out, and it was like everybody had their cameras. It was like. I just was not prepared for that.
No one's going to listen to Still by Dre ever the same way again.
Oh, I know.
Classic move. Had to bring that up.
Well, power done. Move.
Power move. Yeah, power pose.
No, we appreciate done. That.
Have you watched any new dumb shows on TLC recently?
Oh, my God. I wish. Is it even a network? I don't even know. Oh, is that like...
Stronger than ever. I feel like My Strange Addiction is the show My Strange Addiction. And I've been getting into the reboot, More Addicted Than Ever, I think it's called. I mean, I saw this one where a girl is still eating the seat of her car, and another where this couple I'm not kidding. Another where this couple is addicted to drinking urine. They drink each other's, make smoothies with it. Entertaining as hell.
Is it the Lyoto Machida family?
Pretty much. You would think so. They drink each other's. They make smoothies with it, wash their food in fresh piss. Dude is like, there's no way.
Ew.
I'm washing my vegetables in that nasty tap water. Do you know where that's been? Now grab my mason jar of morning schwaz.
Ew.
It's gross.
I mean, I really do. I miss linear cable, like where you know, no subscriptions. Like now it's like you can't meet anyone who's seen the same show as you. Everyone's like, there's just so much content. You can't remember all the passwords. You log on to Hulu. They're like, oh, your Hulu subscription doesn't include that show. It's like everything's being absorbed. Like every week, new companies are buying up the other companies. Like they're like, your Hulu and Roku have merged with MGM and Amazon. And so now you need to create a new password. Like every week, there's like a new merging. Like, seriously. How are we? And why are we supposed to be keeping up with this? Like Amazon said last year, $350 a year, Amazon Prime, you don't have commercials. And they just took it away. And like someone's suing. Someone's just suing Jeff Bezos because it like wasn't a full year, you know, and they don't care. But now it's just like we're back to commercials and we're back to all this. We might as well just be sitting in our couches watching TLC.
You're so right, though. And there was a time where TV and linear cables, you put it, it was so inclusive and everyone was watching the same shit. Yeah. And you would talk about it because we were all watching the same stuff. And now it's like divisive. Like you're breaking it down between Apple TV people and Netflix people who might not also be Paramount Plus people. And there's no Peacock
people. And it's not even that it's divisive. It's like, we just can't keep up, you know? It's
can't
like,
keep up.
How could anyone watch all of this?
And I'm not paying $12 a month just to finish last season of Yellowstone. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to get stuck into a subscription.
No, they basically already merged you and they're like, we're just going to charge the card on file. Thanks.
Even TLC has gone downhill a bit. Like I used to be into 90 Day Fiancé, but they ruined that. Now it's just people on the couch watching 90 Day Fiancé with the worst commentary. These aren't comedians. These aren't actors.
Non-pros.
These are just non-pros.
Wait, that's Fiancé. What 90 Day Fiancé is?
That's what it's turned into. It's a big, hot, steaming pile of garbage.
After the last reunion, it looks more like Seeking Sister Wife than 90 Day Fiancé.
That's funny.
Blair auditioned for MILF Manor.
Still hoping to hear back.
How'd that go?
Fingers crossed. She gets that call back.
Tyler was fine with it, so.
How old? What's the youngest you can be for a MILF?
Good
35?
Question. I was going to say, I'm thinking like 45.
No, if you have a kid, you're a MILF.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to be is a mom. That's it.
Oh, right.
So like a 17-year-old fresh out of high school, just dropped out.
Technically.
Oh, my God.
No way.
You guys, you have to write a movie called Teen MILF. And you should merge.
Natasha.
You can have that idea.
I've stolen.
Yeah. Done. You want to be the executive producer?
Yeah, we'll get some producer credits. We're gonna Teen MILF classic. Well, we are avid listeners of the Endless Honeymoon podcast. You just had Nikki Glaser on, and it was one of the funniest episodes. You got into a provocative debate on VR porn, and you're cool with Moshe tugging one out with a headset on, as long as it's in moderation, wife points Tosh. We have a similar debate on AI masturbation, and I'm hoping you can weigh in here. Hypothetically, if Moshe had like an ongoing thing with an attractive artificially intelligent woman. She only exists in the virtual world, but she's custom tailored to make him cream his jeans. Does this cross a line?
You're talking about having an emotional connection with like an AI robot person.
Yes.
Like over
time. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Like, I think porn is fine as long as it's random. And once someone's like logging into their specialized AI that they think they're falling in love with, it's bad.
That's true, though. It's like boundaries.
When you cross over to Joaquin Phoenix and her, that's when there's...
When you're her, it's like, okay.
Would you rather, you know, him be with a her situation or with like a cam girl that's doing exactly what he says, but she's a live person?
Neither.
It's anytime the emotions...
Although I have to say, after the pandemic, he can fuck whoever he wants. I don't really care anymore. Yeah. That was such a... Yeah, that was such a traumatic time for me, that because we weren't supposed to be with our partners for like all day long. Like they were supposed to be at work and I would just walk in and like see some horrifying thing. Like one day I walked into the bedroom. This was like, you know, a year in to us just staying home every day. I walked into the bedroom and he was just eating popcorn from a metal bowl with a ladle. And I was like, what?
We got weird, didn't we?
Doing? It got so weird. And then he's like, this is the only way I can get all this seasoning in one bite. And I was just like, I want to break up. Like, I can't.
I think it's time we start seeing other people.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But then you have a kid and like, well, that's the thing. It's like, it's almost like when we first meet someone, we're on our best behavior, and the pandemic really made us kind of like be on our worst behavior.
It's so true.
No, it did.
Yeah. We didn't even have a bathroom door on during the pandemic.
We didn't. It was like, this is what you have.
We had to watch each other just poop right when we were brushing our teeth.
I'd be like doing my makeup and Tyler just comes and takes like a fat shit behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID made us weird for sure. Yeah, and I know you have a thing with technology. That's why I had to bring it up. I know that you're very anti-Alexa. The Roomba's collecting info and shit.
They're all
and
listening.
I completely agree. They are all listening.
Yeah, I mean, I think there'll be a split soon. But it's so funny. I always say that, and I'm like, wait, maybe the split is in my life because my husband has tech neck and is obsessed with looking at his phone, and I want freedom.
Tech neck. I've never heard that. That's good.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
thing.
That's like the official terminology.
That's the thing. Turning into like hunchback.
Kids are getting
now.
It too. He has advanced tech neck. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
His condition is now advanced.
It's advanced tech neck because he's got like, because they. It is stage four.
No, you can fix it. You just like got to get the fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so funny because he doesn't think that. He's like, yes, they're recommending some activities and some stretches. It's like, just get off the phone.
I haven't gotten any tech neck myself. However, I have gotten the dent in my finger.
I just learned about this.
Where if from holding
I don't know
the phone,
about this.
You don't know about this? It especially happens to phone with cases. But most people hold their phone where it's anchored and it's staying in your hand because of the your pinky finger underneath.
Look between your knuckle and your nail
and now,
on your pinky and see if there's like a little divot.
I have like, mine's pretty substantial. Like you can feel
most people hold their phone with their pinky
underneath, like underneath. Like it's in the palm of your hand, but you're keeping
it
in place.
Oh my God, I have it.
You have it, right? You have an indention?
Son of a bitch, yeah. I got it.
No scroll, it's going to become a thing.
It is, I have it.
Probably throw a wicked knuckleball with that.
So, Natasha, you're not on your phone often?
No, I'm on my phone, but like, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I choose to tackle whatever is on my phone and waiting for me after I put my daughter to school. You know, like, why would I spend the 45 minutes that I have with my kid staring down at my phone? Now, I'm more of a morning person. I'm making breakfast. I'm making lunch. I'm talking to my kid. I'm doing the reading. I could totally just like zone out and just stare at, you know, people fighting on Reddit or whatever, public freak out or whatever Moshe's watching. But, you know, that's just how he wakes up and he doesn't want to change that. So he's welcome to do that. But, you know, I'm not as enamored by technology, I guess. You know, I would rather sit by my fire and read a book, or I would rather, listen to music, and I don't really care what other people are saying. Of course, if I post a picture, I'm going to want to know what people said about it, but I just have my podcast producer post the picture, so I don't have to,
you
like
got people
look at
for
it,
that.
You know?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, but I understand not everybody does, and they don't make it easy. Like, I can't look and see what's happening on my phone because I don't have the app. So I have to like log onto a computer, and you can't post from a computer. So it's like, you know, they want your money. They want your eyeballs. They want to sell you more crap, and everybody's game.
It's so true. It's a weird time.
No, Lex is listening all the time. You like whisper and she's like, what's that? Like from the other room. Like, is she just doodaloo? I know she's listening. And then like, we'll be screaming, Alexa, to like change the song. And it's like, no.
Yeah. Good luck. Not now.
Uh-uh.
Only when you're talking to her.
Wait, do you guys have kids?
Yes.
Yeah, too.
No, I took an Echo away because I remember they were like, Alexa, hi, like asking questions, like totally innocent questions. But even I was like, absolutely not. I don't want conversation with this thing.
Getting to know your robot.
Yeah. I don't know what you're telling them. Like, get out of here. I need like to know what you're asking at least.
I mean, I remember when I was like 18 and I was like, I just want to go to New York. Can I please just go away to New York? And my mom was like, don't do it. It's going to be so scary. You can't do it. But I feel like our kids are going to be like, I just want to go into the internet. Yeah. I'm just going to go.
Awful.
And I'm going to be like, no, it's better here by the fire. Read a book. Stay with me.
Eat a steak.
They just watch other people do different things that they do. It's like live your life.
No, not like anymore. To them, off. They are living their life, but through an avatar in the metaverse, and that's where life is happening. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird now when they're young, when they're having kids. Like, I can't imagine where we're at then.
Oh, it's gonna get real weird by then. I'm not prepared to even, like,
you guys,
to help them.
Our kids are not having kids, okay? The world is going to be over in 2 years.
You know what?
I can't believe we're
I am
still
so
here,
relieved.
Honestly.
You're right.
Honestly, I can't believe we're here now.
I'm starting to spend my savings today.
I know. I'm pretty sure I live in my own metaverse right now.
Who knows what'll happen, but, you know, I just feel like you got to stand your ground, and I definitely don't want to be, you know, just always answering to my phone, because everything has the same amount of weight, and things are not important.
Natasha Leggero's boobs going viral at the LA Improv. I know you were following some of the traction on that.
That was important.
There was like some good reactions there. I mean,
the reactions were pressing.
I mean, that was fun, but it wasn't it's not like, you know, pressing. I'm just saying, like, nothing is pressing, but
nothing
is
pressing. Well, I have a bit of a situation that I'd like your advice on. I was casually seeing this girl and hooking up for a while. She's now in a serious relationship with a guy that she's very happy with. They live together, but she keeps.
Why do you know all this?
Because she keeps trying to talk me into coming over and having a devil's three-way with her and her boyfriend. Hence, the situation.
No, like many times has pressed.
Continuous
effort.
2 years
Are
now.
You interested in men?
I'm not. And let me tell you, I am in a real lengthy drought, so I haven't entirely ruled it out yet. But he does want to be involved, and I just can't see myself in a three-way with two horns.
How much involvement, though?
Does, like, he want to hold your horn, or does he want a cross horn?
How did this end, this relationship?
It was a very casual thing. We met online, and we're just kind of like meeting up quarterly for like a hookup. So, like, she's really fun. We get along really well, and we're friends.
She has some kids. She's, like, trying to get three-ways going on.
I know. She does.
Mama's thirsty.
Well, no, they have a real Brady Bunch thing happening. She's got three kids. He's got three kids. And now they're all living together.
And you're just going to, like, get involved?
And they want to invite Uncle Blake over for, like, a three-way.
Dude. Run.
Exactly.
You got to run.
There's other three-ways you can get in.
There's better three-ways.
Also, you're in the public eye, like, you never know. Like, I had friends who opened up their marriage, and then the girl was like, oh, you said you would introduce me to this director, and you never did.
Oh, gosh.
I felt like you were taking advantage of us, and you know what I mean? Because that person had more money. Like, I don't know. I just would. Why go there? You know what I mean? Like, you guys already had your relationship. Believe me, there's other offers out there.
Blake would find himself in this fucking situation.
You do like to go back to the well.
God, I find some. You need to new. I know. Go you forward.
Go find a stranger couple that's just looking like the guy might even just sit on the couch.
I don't have the energy, and like I won't. If the three way doesn't fall in my lap, I'm not interested.
I'm a huge fan of lying as well. So you can just say like, "Oh, thanks. I'm actually seeing someone.
I'm seeing another couple, and we're pretty serious."
That's funny.
It reminds me of something that you would get on your pod. I just thought I'd throw it at you while I was thinking about
but
it.
But I have to say, like, I just read this article in the New York Times, and like, I do think that opening up your relationship, that's like a new thing that people are doing, and it's more common, and there's more poly people, and it's only growing, and there's like pods of people who are all fucking each other, and you know, it's I don't think people are keeping it basic how
no, it's a different world now.
And so, I understand
there's
that
all sorts of different colored loofahs out there.
There's like communities of people out there. Like, have you heard about the loofah code? I think it started in like this retirement community the called villages. The Villages.
No, yeah. Florida. What's that?
They have a color-coded loofah system that these people will hang outside of their cars or like from the, like the, is it in the window in their car, outside of their car?
The rear windshield, like the back deck of the car.
They hang it from outside of their cars, and every color has a different meaning.
And what does it mean?
It's all swinger code. So like if you have a white loofah, it means you're a beginner. If you have like a black loofah, you're into a full swap. If you put a purple loofah up, it means you're just into watching and you're a voyeur. And they like put it on their cars and you can identify what kind of swinger is driving by based on their loofah color.
Wow.
Have you heard about this?
You see a black loofah driving past you.
Now you
like
think this would be like
on.
Fun, fresh, cool college kids, and it's not. This is a retirement community in Florida.
Yeah. They're hanging off their golf cart, like brooming around with a fucking black black ass loofah on the back. Yeah. Like, yep. Me and my wife.
Wow, I have not heard of that. Should I open up my marriage before I come do my shows in Tempe?
I really think you should. The timing is there. There's all kinds of loofahs. We'll have them ready for you, and that way you could just raise the flag and everyone knows. So yeah, what's your take on opening up the relationship? Is that something you and Moshe would be comfortable with?
I mean, to me, I just find it so it's just so stressful being a mom and making time to do everything. And I'll talk to other moms and she's like, my daughter has an event and she's, you know, she's got two theater events and a piano recital and an art show. And it's like, I can like just get the kid to classes. Like, I just feel like there's so much. I'm just trying to learn how to talk to my child. I'm trying to learn like what I want from my career and how to make that happen. Like the idea of the drama of like young people in a threesome, like I don't know, like it just sounds very stressful and so very stressful.
Tyler and I thought about it. It's hard to fit in the dance schedule though. I mean, I just can't even.
It's you turn Blair into a bobblehead doll. She rushed here from a dance competition and about to go like right back. It's a thing.
She's seven. That's one kid.
She's
in
7 years old.
Our other kid hasn't even started anything yet. And like,
yeah, and Blair's already gone.
Swap.
So yeah. we're both going to be going in different directions.
It is hard being a parent and trying to find all your fun sexual activities in there, you know?
And yeah, you're not going to have time for any of this. Something Crunchy is going to clearly be coming to a close. Obviously. And I'm going to need another couple to podcast with. So I'm hoping I can audition and it be the endless honeymoon with Cullen Blake and so yeah, the kid thing, that's time consuming. You have a 6-year-old. What's the weirdest thing you've seen her watching on her tablet?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I was not trying to make this happen, but Moshe was, we were in the, you know, we give her the iPad when we take long, you know, road trips, and all of a sudden he gave her the iPad and it was Paris Hilton. And she's like, and then he slapped me across the face and he tried to have sex with me. And like, I like grabbed it and I was like, what is this? And Moshe was like, oh, it was just an ad that came up for Netflix about a Paris Hilton documentary about how she was abused. And it just started playing because I guess my husband hadn't switched over to her child Netflix. So I guess the lesson there is to have a dedicated iPad that no one else goes on.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way too.
Yeah. She's into some weird shit.
No, they even you two kids is like, is it though? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's not because there's 27-year-olds making
content. No, they're straight up women. I'm like, who is this like 40-year-old woman
talking to my kid on YouTube?
Wearing
kids.
Little cheerleading uniforms, and it's like, go to your family. Like, what is going on? I have my own uniforms. You don't see me busting them out. I mean, for Tyler, yeah, but like,
not on
get
YouTube.
Off the YouTube kids. If they're not your age, you should be watching them, and that's what I like try and stick to. But like, it is hard. They're watching some weird stuff, and they throw strange things on those Roblox, and like you think it's all funsies.
Yeah, you think
you're like,
your
wait.
Rabbit hole goes deep.
Yeah,
so you see your kids on they're like, oh. YouTube kids.
Thank God it's into like drawing and mostly like things like that. But like, God.
You do see the random weird video.
Oh, there's weird.
Don't give your kids the internet.
No.
Help yourself.
Even the limited side of it, it's not cool.
Definitely don't give them YouTube.
God, the worst. True.
Natasha, I know you're going on stage in a couple hours, couple minutes left. Let's get extremely personal. Move on to our fast five, where we give you five hard-hitting questions, and you just try to answer as quickly as you can. Cool?
Okay.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, man.
She's not ready for this.
I know, hard.
Wait, it's supposed to be fast?
I mean, take your time.
Yeah.
We're not in a rush.
She got five in a row for you.
Wait, Michael Jackson. I was just thinking like I would have been so young, but yeah, Michael Jackson.
Mine too.
You're being sold as an action figure. Which two accessories do you come with?
A dog and a microphone.
Nice.
Such a good call.
See, I would have expected the long gloves and maybe a microphone. I like the dog. That's why we asked the question. All right. Which three actors or which three movies best represent your movie cabinet growing up?
Harold and Maude.
Oh, classic.
Sunset Boulevard.
Love it.
And, you know, I always like Terms of Endearment.
You're so classic and old Hollywood. That is like, that is not a surprise at all.
All right. Least favorite sexual position?
Anal, obviously. Anal. No woman wants anal. I'm sorry.
Like, we'll do it. But...
Is that a position?
Nikki Glaser and I will fight about that for the rest of our lives. But,
she's pro anal.
She's very pro anal. And, like, I'm always like, what? What are you saying? You're telling people you want anal? You're telling random people you want anal? But
Everybody's going to try now.
All right. Last one. If you were being roasted, who would you want on your dais? First couple names you could think of.
Hey, Nikki Glaser, why not? She's there.
Be great.
Nikki can be on my day at... I mean, I want people who are going to be nice to me. So I'll say my husband.
Natasha.
my daughter.
This is way too sweet.
This is way too sweet. Yes.
You're a little roast master yourself.
Yes.
You're going to
be undercooked in that room.
Disney Channel presents the roast of Natasha.
Why do you think I don't do roast anymore? I don't want them.
You don't. Well, now the Comedy Central moved off of it and it's going between like OnlyFans and Netflix is a joke now, I think is the next one.
No, you're on it like the best time.
You were on at its peak.
Well, thank you.
Natasha will be at Tempe Improv on Friday, May 10th and Saturday, May 11th. Tickets are available at tempeimprov.com. But going fast, you can stay well informed on everything she's up to at natashalegero.com and follow her on IG and X at natashalegero. Natasha, this was a blast. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you at the show. If you have time for a drink after, they're on Blair. We'll be there.
No, we're coming.
Okay. Say hi after.
We will.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Natasha.
Bye, guys.
Oh my God, how fun is she?
Natty legs.
She liked it.
Her stand-up is so good. I can't wait to go to her show.
Endless Honeymoon Podcast, here I come. Hope they're ready for me.
Come on through.
Moshe Kasher, Natasha Leggero.
And Blake.
And Blake.
And Blake.
Third wheeling as always, Blake.
It's 2 hours later in Chicago. She's like getting ready to be on stage within the hour. So we didn't have time to play a game with Natasha, but we can play her game without Natasha.
Yes,
if you
please.
Guys want to take a quick stab at it.
Okay.
You think I don't want to play?
I mean, where we were going to go with this, just going to throw out some names. You tell me if it's a high-tech gadget or a sex toy.
Okay.
Got it.
See how we do here. How about the Fun Factory Stronic G?
Fun Factory? Sold.
No, I'm not. It's a trap. I'm going tech.
Blair got it.
Wow.
Yes.
Not only is it a sex toy, it was actually voted best luxury thruster on several sites.
Ooh, what's a thruster?
I don't know.
Luxury thruster.
I don't know.
All right. How about the Tap Strap 2?
Getting strappy.
We're tapping and we're strapping.
We're tapping and we're strapping. And it's a two, and you always know the second version's better than the first.
Way better.
Very common in the sex toy.
Yeah, world. I'm going to go sex toy.
Tech.
Talked Blair right into the trap. Biscuit's right. It's one apiece. That is a single-handed, all-in-one wearable keyboard, mouse, and air gesture controller.
Whatever.
Very techy.
Blair, I bet whatever. You could use it for other things.
I could fuck it.
You give me 10 minutes in instruction manual, and I will find a way to fuck it.
A snorkel, an ice pick, and an avocado, and I'm going to fuck that thing.
I've made fleshlights with less. All right, how about the nutter? And if it helps you, the spelling is N-U-T-R. Very trendy and
techie.
No, I want to think that it's something that just like cups your ball sack real nice. But at the end of the day, I think it's like for peanut butter.
The nutter? Yeah, it's a spreading.
It's like a less fun.
It's
like,
something for spreading.
It opens
tech.
Your peanuts like real nice.
You guys are on the right path here. It makes vegan alternative milks and creamers.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds nice.
Okay.
It won't cup your balls, but it will open your nuts.
You know, it does sound very cool and trendy and high tech, but what the fuck were they thinking? The nutter?
The nutter.
It's called nutter.
They're like, we're hoping that people just buy it anyway.
Yeah, they were hoping for some search engine optimization.
They were like hoping for some gag gift.
I see you, marketing team.
I don't know that the niche of vegan alternative milks and creamers is going to be enough, but like if we add in some of the white elephant crowd and some of the gag gift, you know, we might have
a little bit. We'll get a nutter just because.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the Pulsetto Wearable Nerve Stimulator?
What nerve?
What region of my body am I stimulating?
Depends
stimulation
on the nerve station. Area.
Stimulation nation.
I'm going to go high tech
it's
because
tech.
I feel like it's drop.
It's tech, for sure.
Getting real sick of this shit. You guys have played too many games.
Drink.
Blake's drinking.
Yeah, the Pulsetto is a vagus nerve stimulator that biohacks your parasympathetic nerve system. You wear it around your neck to reduce stress and climax harder.
Yeah.
And shoot giant arcing
all
ropes.
All of a sudden become a squirter that you...
Helps you shoot ropes.
They should have called it the Rope Master 5000.
Right on the box.
On the box. How about the Womanizer Duo 2?
Whoa.
Way harsh time.
You can't call anything that. What do you mean? The Womanizer?
Womanizer Duo 2.
Duo
2. And there's a second version?
It's 2.0.
Or it's for two. It's the duo. It's for two people.
Duo already
didn't even think
two.
About that.
So why would you like 2-2? It's like...
Double Womanizer.
Yeah.
I Womanizer two women.
I Womanize.
Revised for the second time just because we didn't like
it. That's a sex toy.
It is a sex toy.
That is a self-help product. No, I'm just kidding. That is a luxury dual stimulation vibrator.
All right.
Yeah.
$220. It's your standard upper echelon of masturbation devices.
Yeah, that's your classy stuff.
Of dueling masturbation devices.
Mm-hmm. That's in your bougie area.
That's for the bougie. All right. One more. Let's make it count. How about the Neo Rhythm?
Oh, I love a good rhythm.
You know the rhythm.
This is the rhythm.
Oh yeah.
I just want to say sex toy because it should be. And if it's not, like why aren't we getting on the rhythm?
I feel like I bought stuff from Neo before. I'm gonna say sex toy.
This sounds familiar from my receipt.
Yes. Yeah. I've had one of those in my cavity before.
Purchase history has reminded this a few times.
Venus remembers that name, yes.
Neo Rhythm, what are we saying? You're both going sex toy?
Yeah.
You're both wrong. Finally gotcha. Thank you.
Wow.
God. A wearable device that uses pulsed electromagnetic field technology to promote wellness and enhance your daily life.
Somebody's been stealing my identity then.
Stealing your asshole's identity.
Well, if you're not following us on TikTok, it's Something Crunchy. What's the matter with you? Get involved and find us on Facebook as well. It's the highest grade memes in the city. See those red hairs?
I see those.
Don't forget to check us out at somethingcrunchy.com, where you'll find every episode, our links to social media, and the almighty Crunch Store, where you'll find all kinds of crunchy gear showing that you are a proud citizen of Crunch Nation.
Please don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, and all that crunchy good shit. All episodes can be found at somethingcrunchy.com and on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening.
Hell no. I keep it crunchy, you know?
Yes.